Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. I have a lady with me today, an actress, an artistic director, CEO, but more importantly, a really good friend. Someone that I think the world of. She's is me saying to the Irish mother would say, she's a fine Irish lass. Her name is Kate McGuire. She's the CEO and artistic director and chief cook and bottle washer, whatever, for the Bircher Theater Group. And she's revolutionized it. That's what I'm going to say. The Colonial came back with a real bang, and then it... But Colonial came... And I say this every time because I mean it from my heart. Kate McGuire opened the doors of the Colonial to the average Joe and Jane. They didn't have to be this super elite with the tuxedos and the dresses. They come in jeans and like me. But she did this many years ago with Ron White. What was it?
My goodness me.
But that showed the people that the era had changed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three shows sold out.
Yeah, that was a big one. That was a big weekend.
Big weekend.
Well, the theater was built by the people, right? So here you go.
Yeah. And Bob Bolan, that's what Bob Bolan wanted.
That's right, dear Bob Bolan.
People's theater. And you've made it that.
Thank you.
You've made it that. You see people in there. You use in your local performances and kids perform, use people with handicaps and disabilities. And, you know, it's you made it to people's theater. And that crown belongs to you.
Oh, thank you. You know, a few years ago, I walked into the theater and I was in here by myself. I may have told you this story. And I could smell something. I was like, oh God, what is, smells like something was burning. So I went into the kitchen, nothing. I walked into the back of the theater, the production area, and there was smoke everywhere. And I remember calling Corey Cavanaugh, managing director, yep. Pete Durgan, director of productions, and calling the fire department. Yep. And, you know, within minutes, seconds,
yep.
There were fire trucks outside and people going through this building. It turned out that it was an air conditioning system on the roof. It wasn't anything more than just a, you know, some rubber burning in the system. So it was all okay.
Yeah.
But there were so many firemen in the building and police here. And after we went through the whole building and were sitting out in the lobby in the garage, as we call it, I was sitting there and I said, oh my God, I cannot let anything happen to this building. You know, we all feel a responsibility to this building and to the community it serves. And the fireman sitting there started to tell me about how his child performed on the stage. And he said, no, nothing can happen to this building.
Exactly.
It was such a great moment. And the, you know, the lobby was filled. And they all, the police and the firemen, just kept adding on to the conversation.
Yeah.
No, nothing can happen to this building. This building belongs to the people of Berkshire County, to the people of Pittsfield, and beyond, because there are people that come from everywhere.
Yeah.
And when they walk into the building, and when they walk into the historic lobby, and into the theater itself, and you know, we see them with their mouths gaped open, just staring, like, look at this theater in the middle of Pittsfield. It's extraordinary. Yeah. Extraordinary effort that went into it.
And I will tell you, I was only on that stage for a nanosecond for one of the earlier Fabrizio concerts. But there's something magical about when you stand on that stage and you look into this huge expanse.
Yes.
And you say, look at all the people that were on this stage.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, real celebrities from.
Oh, no, you're up there with the one of the best, all of the best. Thank you very much.
No, I in the back conference.
Historical significance, you're being on that stage.
And I felt that Corey was a little overstepping his authority, handing me a broom. But that's how I would have put it.
Bill,
All right.
take the
Hey.
compliments.
Oh yeah, believe me, it wouldn't be the first broom I was handed. The you've got a great season. The one that really caught me, Elephant Man.
Beautiful play.
Oh, it's
Beautiful.
a yeah, but it's a
Really great.
classic.
I know.
It's a
Well,
classic.
I'm excited, first of all, to know that in a few minutes you're going to have David Atkins, I believe, and Kathy Jo Grover talk about Matilda with 45 kids from the area. But I was very conscious about picking Elephant Man, actually. I was in a conversation with one of the actors last fall from The Weir,
Oh, yeah.
and we were talking about what are the great plays? And The Elephant Man was one of the plays that we named. And as we got further into the winter, and no matter what part of the political spectrum you are on, there has to be a recognition that people are having more difficult conversations, conversations that don't measure in kindness anymore. At the heart of the story of the Elephant Man is a heart of gold in that creature. And as you watch the story, one recognizes that kindness can exist in a very difficult, complicated, ugly world. If that creature, that person can treat others with generosity and kindness after all they've been through, then surely the rest of us can find a way to be kind. And so, the Elephant Man was put on the list to get done. And Eric Hill, who's directing it, is certainly capable of directing, as you say, a classic and a big play. So we're looking forward to that. And
It
then,
needed. I didn't mean to step on it, and it is.
oh,
Neat.
you didn't.
It's
It,
neat.
yeah. And so, as I thought about the whole season, I realized I don't need to pound people over the head politically in any which way. God only, I mean, God knows we,
Get
I
that.
don't know, I hide under the covers some mornings. But the rest of the season became about sweetness and kindness and generosity and just plain fun, fun in theater. So, yeah, they're all a bit of that.
And it's I do this little thing, and it's been a rough 2 months for me. I've lost three very good friends. Two were my bosses years ago, but we were great friends, and one known to the public here, Rich Astellino. And it's been tough. So, I had to do an assessment, and it's got nothing to do with our interview, but I'll tell you, I had to do an assessment of where I'm at. I try to do that every so often because I'm living for guys that will forever be 19. So I try to do the best I can for them. So today I wrote this, don't waste your lives hating, envying, being jealous of what others have, say, and or do. Be thankful to the dear Lord has given you all and all of us another breath. And when all the malarkey, and that's me, Irish mother, malarkey, all the malarkey going on, how much of it is really worth losing sleep over for
No, most of it is Let's walk past this. I always love my time with you because I walk away feeling like, okay, I can walk through this world in a clearer way. Thank you for that.
Well,
Thank you.
thank you for all that you've done for so many people. And you know, I love it. People think I'm nuts, but that's already been established. I love the unicorn.
It's a great space.
I love the intimacy when you did Abe Lincoln. I mean, I felt I'm a big Lincoln reader. David Atkins and I have swapped stories and books, and but it was so real.
You'll see two of those actors rejoining us, three actually, this
Oh.
summer. So I'll be interested to. For you to see them in different roles during the course of the summer.
Oh, I was totally captivated because to me, and I said this to David, and I think I might have said it to you, it captured the side of Lincoln we didn't read about in the history books.
I know.
The
Such,
humanity of Lincoln is what
oh
I.
my gosh. And just thinking about the time and all that he had to contemplate in order to become
Yeah.
Abraham. Right. The second piece that we're doing called Out of Character,
Yeah.
it's not Lincoln at all, but it is a young man, a story like that of a young man who's grappling with who he is and who he wants to become. And in this particular case, it is a wonderful Tony Award-winning actor named Ariel Stachel. Who won the Tony for a production of The Band's Visit, which is a beautiful play, beautiful musical. And Ariel has pieced together the story of him growing up, saying, no, that's not who I am, denying who he was, pushing away from his family, and then realizing, wait a minute, it's okay. I can just relax, embrace my family, embrace their history, embrace what they represent, and still be part of the greater world.
Yeah.
We were part of a workshop of this piece, Out of Character, when we did the Jewish Play Festival last year.
Loved it. I loved
And
it.
it's so interesting. I'm sure you felt this when you've been in the theater, because you're in the theater so often. When the whole audience moves towards the performer on the stage, and you realize, oh, something's going on here. And
That's
that's
right.
what happened at the Colonial last year when Ari was on the stage doing this workshop reading.
Yes.
The audience moved towards him, and I thought, oh, and he walked off the stage, and I said, what's happening with this piece? And he said, I don't know. And I said, well, you'll be back next summer because we're going to do this piece. And
Oh.
the unicorn is a beautiful space
Yeah.
for Out of Character. So I'm excited about that piece. And then, with a nod to the history of Berkshire Theater, which is almost 100 years old.
Yeah.
We had a wonderful artistic director named Arthur Penn. Arthur Penn, who was a great film director, Bonnie and
Yeah.
Clyde. Oh, I mean,
Yeah.
his story is incredible. And for a few years, he ran Berkshire Theatre Festival with the great playwright William Gibson, Miracle Worker. Well, Arthur had a son named Matthew Penn, who's a wonderful film director and TV director and lives in the Berkshires.
Oh, wow.
And Matthew's directed for us, and Matthew called one day and said, Elaine May has a play that she insists be done at Berkshire Theatre, and she'd like to direct it. And I thought, Elaine May, oh my God, Elaine May, Mike Nichols' old partner, Elaine May, who actually wrote the script for Reds. For
Oh,
Tootsie. Like, people
I
don't
didn't know that.
realize
Yeah.
all those films that she had a hand in fixing and making right. Elaine May, who, has been described of the Greta Garbo of New York City now. Anyway, this play gets delivered to me, and at the center of the play, an actress with the story of her life, an actress named Renee Taylor, who was married to Joe Bologna. Together, they wrote Love is a Many Splendored Thing
Wow.
and a lot of other pieces. Contemporary audiences know Renee Taylor because she was Fran's mother on The Nanny.
Oh, okay.
So I get this play. At the center of it is Renee telling the story of her love affair with her husband, Joe Bologna, and all around her are the characters of her life. And so I said, well, can we do a reading? So we did a reading. I think it was December. And you know, there's no other way to say it, but I laughed, I cried, I did everything I'm supposed to do in the theater. And to be in the room with the great Elaine May and to recognize the comic genius, the genius of Renee Taylor, it was a no-brainer. I mean, it
Wow.
was, well, of course, we're going to bring this.
Yeah.
So I feel like the audiences are in for quite a time. They've agreed. Renee wants to do talkbacks and meet the audience at
Oh,
some of the shows.
I love those.
We're casting the piece right now. Audiences will recognize a lot of the actors that are in the piece with her. And I think we're all in for a treat. The play is called Dying is No Excuse. Where did the title come from? When Joe Bologna became ill, Renee said, Joe, what am I going to do without you?
I can hear it.
You'll write the story of our life, Renee. But
Oh.
Joe, you'll be gone. Dying is no excuse, Renee.
That, but those are some of the most poignant plays,
Oh, wait till you
aren't
see.
they? I
Just
mean,
wait. I can't
yeah.
wait. I
But I
can't
mean,
wait.
and it's going to be where? At the Unicorn?
The Unicorn, at the
Oh, yeah,
Unicorn.
no, I'll be
And
there.
because Elaine May knows Stockbridge. And so she insisted, oh no, I have to do this play in Stockbridge. I mean, to be in the room with these two great dames, there's no other way of putting it,
Oh, you're right.
with a great script and the care that I know they're going to put on into this.
Yeah.
And also, Matt Penn will be around to work with us too. And it's just a real nod to the great history of Berkshire Theatre Festival.
And you know, that's what I've seen it evolve, basically, not just to blow smoke at you, but see it evolve with the people you've brought in to run the place, to be the volunteers. Not, you know, not every place has, how do I say this without getting myself in trouble? Well, I am in trouble most of the time anyhow, so not all volunteers are courteous and kind. They're kind, they
Oh,
can
we
be
like
kind of
kind here.
short, you
Life
know.
is too short, as you said. Life is too
Yeah,
short.
I don't know where my seat is. I'm in 14B. It's over there. Okay, you know.
No, we
But
don't like that.
what I just have to go back to Elephant Man. I remember it very well, because it really stuck with me about
Yeah,
all,
me too.
you know, it takes nothing, it costs nothing to be kind. And I close, as you know, the show every day with, and I get some heat for this. God bless. Some people find that a violation of church and state. I've been in both. But the other thing is, we're, and I say this and I mean it, do something nice for some, lift somebody up today. Everybody has burdens. We're all in this together. Why beat each other to death
Right,
for
correct.
stupid stuff?
Yeah. Well, that's where we'll start the summer season. And where we end in the Unicorn is with a play called Metamorphosis.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I can't
Yeah,
say it, but
Metamorphosis. Metamorphosis is it's the story of the gods. All
okay.
those Greek gods and all those
Okay.
stories that they told. And you know, it's not a bad thing to listen to them once in a while
No.
and pay a little attention. They were very, very wise.
They don't call them philosophers for nothing.
No, and it's going to be fun and wonderful and exciting. And let's enter that world and see what we can learn in that world.
And
So the season begins and ends with doses of kindness and great theatricality.
bringing this all together and be and then you offset it too with the tribute bands and things. I mean, to me, it's looking like it's just really looking like a great season.
I think it's going to
Kathy
be
Jo's
fun.
going to jump in here with
Kathy
us.
Jo's going to jump in. But I will just add before Kathy Jo joins us to talk about Matilda,
Yeah.
that here we've got Hershey Felder coming back
Oh, wonderful.
to perform a piece about Rachmaninoff. So we will all learn and listen.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be splendid. He's an enormous talent. We've got The Wall, Pink Floyd's The Wall coming back because it
Yeah.
was such a huge success last year. So we thought we'd run it for another weekend this summer. And
Cool.
then The Mousetrap, which is the longest running play in the history of theater. It's still running in
Wow.
London. So it's time to do it in Pittsfield.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing too is, this is Pittsfield. This is summer. But what I love about what you've done, it's not just summer stock anymore.
No, we produce the work ourselves. So, but I guess I'm going to hand this over now because who we hand the theater over to and who walks them through lives, their young lives, I mean, from the time they're little to the time they're off to college and beyond, is Kathy Jo Grover and David Adkins will be joining.
Yeah.
And Matilda, which she will tell you about, which I'm so proud to support because it's a great story for these young people to be telling. A great story.
And Kate, before you go, we need more of this. I'm finishing up my third book on at-risk children. It's at-risk kids, but more and more of my research and more of my interactions, we have to find different outlets for them other than these.
Oh, yes.
And what
Thank you.
Kathy Jo and what the Berkshire Theater Group has done forever, is bring kids. I look at the kids I'm thinking of that were kid, little teeny kids running around
I'm
the stage. Now they're college graduates helping the little teeny kids run around the stage.
yeah, our dear Hannah Casella, who's been
Oh,
with us.
Hannah, she's wonderful.
She's in Elephant Man.
Oh, beautiful.
She's an equity actress now working in New York City, and we hate to do a summer without Hannah.
Oh,
Mom.
I understand, but
Anyway.
all in all, and grouping everything together, before you run, I break a leg, have a
Break
wonderful evening.
two.
I don't get break
And
two,
you
yeah.
can come and wheel me around, please.
Yeah, well, I'm not that far from it myself. But
Will be thriller.
here's the thing, and I've told you this in the past. I hope you haven't forgotten. If you ever need a person to play a dead body, I can
Okay.
hold my breath for 3 minutes.
All right, you got it. We'll think of you
Okay,
to be the
and I
assistant.
don't have to face the audience. You can use the back of my head. It
Got it.
actually is better looking.
I'm writing that down. I'm going to go
All
away
right.
and write that down. I love you. Take care.
My best to Eric, you're in our thoughts.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
Of course, give the missus a big hug for me
Oh, the
tonight.
Polish
Thank you.
princess has got me on my best behavior.
I bet she does always. Kathy Jo, have fun.
Bye.
Thank
Thanks.
you.
Thanks, Kate. Bye.
Will do.
Kathy Jo Grover, one of my favorite human beings, people in the world, has done so much for so many people and stays in the background. So, guess I'm reaching and I'm pulling her out to the front.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't always say, occasionally I pop out, but
Well, very rarely. Very. All I know is, this is, I guess, got a, what was it? Oklahoma. What'd you do? Oklahoma, right?
no.
No.
I
What was
mean, in college, I did Oklahoma
No,
with Bob
no. Then
Holland.
what was it? It was here. And you were, I forget.
Is it Annie that you're thinking of?
Annie. This woman has no connective tissue of like ligaments or any of that. I watched her dance and throw herself. And I said, if I did that, they'd have to get Maximilian's crane to lift me up and put me in the ambulance. And I'd be in rehab for 6 or 7 years.
Oh no, don't do okay.
Yeah. But Kathy is a choreographer's choreographer too. She really
Well,
is. No, you are, Kathy. I watch it with the kiddos, and I tell the story all the time.
okay.
There was a kiddo that came out, and his mother said, "Why don't you act like that at home? Why don't you behave? Why don't you?" And the kid said, "Well, 'cause," and this is a tribute to him, "you're not Travis." And Travis
Right.
used to be a person that was connected to a director that did a lot of youth plays and say at Colonial. Kathy worked with him. And that
Okay.
team in the back, the kiddos come in being kiddos and they leave being actors.
They do. They absolutely do. And even if they don't become actors, they
Right.
leave with a skill set that
Better
applies
coming.
to a lot of other things in life. They learn, even if it's just how to communicate, in ways that are, like you said, not that phone, but how to present themselves in a room. I mean, I've had kids, I had a student at Herberg last, I guess it was two sessions ago. I do after school programs there. And this a student came up to me at the end of the show, the performance, and said, "I can't believe how much this is helping me in all my other classes."
Yeah.
And I thought, that's the greatest thing I've heard all year.
Folks, joining us, the good-looking guy, not me, he has hair. The good-looking guy, his name is David Atkins. He's a just a wonderful person. He's a great actor. He's been in a lot of things. You're going, I know you're looking at your television going, well, I've seen him. We don't have time to go down his resume because it's a short show. And but David, welcome and thank you for coming on. I am so excited about Matilda.
Thank you, Bill. It's such a pleasure always to join you. You always energize every room you enter or walk into, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, and some people run is the energy.
I've heard,
Yeah.
but
Oh
we
no,
try to.
he's here. Take the fire escape. I will tell you, thank you for that. I appreciate it. But I many years ago, I was in the Intercontinental Hotel in Johannesburg, and President Mandela came in,
Wow.
and there were a lot of people. I'm going to say probably 1,500, if not more, people in this huge, and a wave, almost like a wave of silence.
Sure.
Because he was soft-spoken, he was respected, and I never forget that sometimes when you go in the room, it's better to let the silence take over.
Well, I understand that. That must have been a very impressive moment and one that you obviously will
Got his
never forget.
picture right there, hanging on the wall.
Did you end up meeting him by any chance?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's
but I, yeah, he was everything a leader should be. If I wrote a book on leadership, I would write it about Nelson Mandela.
Well, you gave me a book on leadership,
Yes,
which I
Lincoln.
need to bring, which Lincoln on leadership, and I'm pretty much through my second time on it. It was really a fascinating read.
Yeah, sorry about all the writing and mess up. I
Well,
don't read a book. I sculpt it. Yeah.
you do. There was a lot of notes inside and highlighting.
I have to give tribute to Sister Barbara Fye, Sisters of St. Joseph. She's passed away. She said, never read a book without a highlighter or a pencil.
Well, I think that is certainly a good way to go. And
Yeah.
I found your highlighting helpful, by
Yeah, thank you. It's old.
the
But
way.
you guys, Matilda, I'm just so psyched up about this thing.
We are too.
Yeah.
It's a really, really wonderful play. You know, Bill, Kate McGuire invited me to join the education team 2 years ago. And one of the first things I said to Kathy Jo, we'd actually already worked together, but when this team really started, the first thing I said to her was, "What play? Give me a list of plays you want to do."
Yeah.
And she said, "Matilda." And I, okay, well, that's clear. So, of course, we did Moana and Frozen, but
Yeah.
this it really everything really seemed to align this year in terms of our casting availability and production could get behind this really kind of it's a big show in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And it's such a favorite with the kids and the families that we're really excited that we can really bring this play to life and give the experience to the audience
Yeah.
that we know we can.
Don't you think too, when you start to do these plays, that the kids become different. They become energized. Don't answer that. We got to take a break. We'll be right
Okay.
back. And then we'll give it a chance to mull. Stay tuned, folks. Two of the wonderful actors, David Atkins and Kathy Jo. There isn't many other people in this world that I admire more than Kathy Jo and David, and of course, Cora May, who puts up with David. We'll be right
Usually.
back. This is WTBR 89.7 89.7 FM on your radio, PCTV channel 1301. We will be right back. And by the way, we now broadcast down into Stockbridge on 88.1. We've expanded our coverage area, and we are so happy. So I'm happy that this is happening. Berkshire Theater Group, Roots, their roots, Stockbridge. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield. 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, UCPWMA.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. You see those two people? They're real actors. Yeah. I just play the role. Kathy Jo Grover, one of my favorite people in the entire world, and David Atkins, who film star, what is it, stage screen, and walking in a parking lot. He's well known. The guys in a parking lot really like him, but
Exactly.
we're here to talk about a wonderful play that they are doing at Berkshire. Now, you're doing it at the Colonial, correct?
We
We are.
are.
Yeah. Matilda, I'm sorry, I forgot the name. No, I didn't forget. I forgot to mention it.
Go
Go
ahead.
ahead.
We're doing it in the Colonial. It's a amazing experience for the kids. How many kids do we actually have right now, KJO?
56. We have 56 kids in the show.
56, and when they come into the Colonial, they look up sometimes for the first time and they see that beautiful space. Oh. And it's really moving.
Yeah.
To introduce them to such a treasure that Pittsfield has. Yeah. And then we give them a professional experience. We surround them with professional design team, and Keijo and I are directing, and we have Aaron White, who's a musical director, and she's brilliant. And we have Mike Wartella, who's Keijo's son, but he's also a brilliant artist. He's super talented. He's been on Broadway, and he comes in and gives that professional perspective, particularly for the singing element of what we do. So it's really a great experience, I think, for everyone involved.
Well, young Miss White, her mother was my first cousin.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah, me Sandy Irish mother. Her mother's maiden name was McNeese. So it's been a kind of a wild, but very what do I want to say? Alcohol-free St. Patrick's Day for me, because it fell during Lent. Duh.
Well, who thought that out?
Well, not me. I've spoken with the bishop. I told him, he asked me what I gave up for Lent, and I said beets, cauliflower, and asparagus.
Bill, I always give that up.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But Keijo, the recruiting of the kiddos, you must see such a dynamic change from when they first come in to after the performances and they're leaving you.
Oh, very much so. I mean, they, they come in and they're amazed and also a little overwhelmed by all of the things they're experiencing. I'm happy to report that they really throw themselves into it. A lot of them have come through my in-school and after-school classes. Yeah. Teach. Some of them just hear the buzz of what a great experience it is, and then they appear. We had a lot of kids this year that we had not seen before, and they're really marvelous kids. I mean, we were very happy to see them in the auditions. We were like, wow, where's this kid been? So we brought in, as I said, 56 of them out of 115 who auditioned.
Wow. I'm glad. Yeah. Well, I read it on air for like 2 weeks. So hopefully it helped new people.
I'm sure that was a big part of it. Yeah. And I wish I could have used them all. We weren't able to use them all, but that's a number in an audition we haven't seen since before COVID. So that's a really good thing.
That is good.
And even, we do the elementary school touring show. So every week we're taking that out and we perform that show. It's a Magic Treehouse musical. We work with the Osbournes and their team. And, we do a Q&A afterwards, and inevitably, and thank goodness, one of those kids will raise their hand and say, could I do this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give them a website. I give them an address. So it's really been nice to see all of these kids. And also, this happens every time, but especially when there's so many new ones, to watch them very quickly bond with each other. There's a group of eight kids that are Matilda's class. And three or four of those kids have been in our shows before, and four of them have not been in our shows before. And they are, within a week, they're like, boom, they are a family, they're a team, they're working together. It's really an exciting thing to watch. So I'm really enjoying that.
You know, Bill, it's interesting. You said it's to watch the transformation Keijo said within a week or two. And you were saying from the beginning of the rehearsal to the end of rehearsal. But you have to remember, we see a transformation also of these kids when they're 3 feet tall to when they're walking out of our program and they're over 5 foot tall and they're going to
Anna
university. Exactly. Hannah
Casella, I can remember her as a little a little girl, and now she's a wonderful, beautiful lady and graduated from college. I can't believe that.
And she will be returning this summer on
Elephant Man.
Professional stages.
Yes, Elephant Man. Kate mentioned that. How cool.
It's really, you know, it's transformative in so many ways. And we really have the ability to bring the kids in year after year and then send them off on their way. And we're beginning to bring them back and keep them part of the fold. So it's the transformation is beautiful.
And if I can use this as a segue,
please.
There is something really magical about that, particularly with Matilda, because that's what happens in the show, is that you have these kids that come into this school and they have a lot of sort of scary things they're encountering, and they have some somewhat confused concepts of who they are and where they fit. And what happens to them in the process of the story is that they bond with each other and they figure out who they really are and what they're capable of.
Oh, cool.
Which is amazing to me.
Yeah. And real life.
Yeah.
And it real is. Life. And you know, it's not fantasy world. It's really, and we've all been through it.
Yes.
You know, we've all been through it. And to me, and I said this to Kate before, one time I had you remember for the Fabrizio show when it was, the first one was at the Colonial. They asked me to, and I got up on the stage and I looked out and I thought, oh my God. Oh my, this, and then that back conference room with all the posters of people. I mean, that stage, I hope the kiddos understand that stage, some very, very wonderful, talented people have performed on it.
Yeah. It and sure has. It's filled with history. I mean, it's been there for the ages. And then, you know, Kate McGuire came in and rebuilt it. And it's really a treasure for Pittsfield, a treasure for the Berkshires. And as you know, we have another treasure down in Stockbridge that we will be rebuilding. Kate McGuire is you know, really getting started building the Fitzpatrick, the Playhouse,
right.
The Berkshire Playhouse, and bring that back so that we can continue the long tradition of amazing theater that is, you know, really housed so many impressive performances and theater artists.
And artists. I mean, big names came there even when I was a kid. But, you know, to go back a little bit, I interviewed this young lady from Taconic one day, and she mentioned being part of a theatrical group. Young lady, and she openly said, if I hadn't aligned myself with this group, I would never be able to be on this program. I was a wallflower, her words.
Yeah.
I was so shy, but I got my friends had me get first involved in backstage. You know, that's how they broke the ice. Then she got a little standing part on stage and then a speaking part. And she said, I have the confidence now that I never had. And I want people, the viewers and listeners, to understand this. When we hear about what David and Kathy Joe and others are doing, the theater, it's a wonderful way for people to express themselves and learn about themselves.
It sure is. I mean, you know, to just take this a little further, someone once said to me, oh, you're training kids to be actors. And I said, no, not really. We are working with them so that they can become important members of our community, because we embrace everything that team sports embraces, which is discipline, teamwork, collaboration. And we're also at the same time working on reading skills and movement skills. And in a way, we're training the next lawyers and businessmen and people, entrepreneurs, and nurses and doctors. I mean, we're really helping people to learn to communicate. And as Kate McGuire says, we're reminding people what it means to be human. And taking that even one step further is we're building community members and a workforce in a way. And these kids come in, I watch KJO work with these kids in the schools and Allison Rochelle Bales.
Yeah.
And you have a wallflower one day, and then you have 2-3 weeks later, a month later, they're jumping in with both feet. And it's what's really made me see the true impact of what we're doing.
Yeah. And KJO, she has a natural affinity, I think, to the, and the kids to her. When these kids, whether they ever follow the acting profession or not, mm-hmm. they will never, ever, ever forget their experiences. Never.
No, that's absolutely true. They make lifetime friends. They have a lifetime of a set of skills that they can take with them, and they really don't forget. And they come. I mean, it's interesting. One of our young ladies that graduated from high school last year, she's gone down to college in D.C. She would like to be an FBI agent. So that is what she is training. And she's studying psychology. I think she's headed for profiling, that kind of thing. She's very bright, wonderful young lady. But she came back on her spring break and she sent us an email and said, "Hey, could I help with rehearsals for a week while I'm here?"
Cool.
And so she came in and sat and did stage management stuff and helped and said things. And, you know, they want to keep it a part of their life, whatever they're going on to do. And I'm sure she'll be fabulous in the path that she's chosen. And I'm a little jealous because it was always one of those things I wanted to be. But
I played an FBI agent on TV.
Okay, well, I did not do that either. but that's okay. I'm good where I am because I like watching all of this happen. I mean, as you know, in all of my sort of history, there's my Dave up behind me. You know, kids are what I love. That's where I love to be. I love to see them blossom. I love to watch them find themselves and a friend group and understand that support and learn to communicate, really communicate with the people around them in a you know, live and in person kind of way.
And I think what you also bring out is the ability, and I learned this the hard way, I guess, the ability to listen.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're dealing and like I said, I've dealt with some troubled young people, some of them very troubled, but one of the highest compliments I got from a really tough kid was, "You're the first person that kept their mouth shut and listened to me." I think sometimes they need to express to us, and we need to absorb that before we're formulating is the word I'm trying to get out. Formulating our response, but rather than digesting what we were just told.
Yeah, I mean, that's really important to what we do, particularly in the classrooms when we after school programs. The first thing we do in any after school class is sit down in a circle with these kids and I ask them, "We're going to go around the circle and I would like you to tell me, how was your day? And if it was great, you could tell me why. And if it was not great, you could tell me why or not. That's up to you. And then tell me, you know, something that you did or something that you're looking forward to." And then I shut up, right? And I ask the rest of the class to please listen when the other kids are talking. And they just go from kid to kid and they share what they're feeling. And it can be anything. It's very much all over the place. But I have had that experience too, where the kids are like, you actually sit there and look me in the eye and listen to me tell you this story. And that's really important. They need that, and they might not be getting that all the time.
Bill,
It's a room full of kids.
we also do this in our a version of this in our rehearsals. There's something very powerful about having the young artists be able to say where they are. And it also gives us an opportunity to know where they are for that particular day. And as you said, and Kathy Jo both said, when they believe that we're listening, when they believe that we care about where they are in that moment, then they feel safe. For many kids, particularly in KJO's after-school classes, that class is one of their really safe spaces. They come in and they depend on what we bring to that classroom. So you hit the mark exactly. Listening is really, really, really a part of what we do.
And when I say listening, I mean expanded listening. Hear and hear. Mood, watch how they act. I'll share this and then I'll get back to you guys. I had a kid in the violent youthful offender program, and he said, yeah, he said, yeah, I had detention every day. He said I was a behavioral problem. And I said, it sounds like you're proud of it. He goes, well, it is what it is. It is what I am. And I said, well, you didn't want to go home? And with that, he snapped. Home. My mother's a crack dealer. When I'm home, I don't know who's going to come through the door. Another crack dealer? I've been beaten up by crack dealers, crack addicts, and handcuffed by the cops. You know why I don't want to go home? Because I'm safe here in school. I'll never, and I teach that to teachers every opportunity I get. Look beyond the behavior. What caused the behavior? And you
Absolutely.
guys do it by just giving them an outlet
Exactly.
than the chaos perhaps they live in.
For sure. And to tie this into the theater work itself, plays like Moana and Frozen and Matilda that we're doing now, we're telling stories of kids who are faced with a problem and have to make a creative solution for solving their problems. They take their own initiative so that they're learning from the material that we're using, whether they know it or not. That lesson is being taught, and we try to point out the themes, every day in rehearsal.
And don't you think it and you've been doing it for all of you've been doing it for that is sinking in. Now, they may not manifest it right off the bat, but it is sinking in to them. And to me, what a wonderful gift. And it is a gift that you're giving them. Whether to go on to be Broadway stars or in movies, it doesn't make any difference. This little speck of their lives, because we don't know what the rest of their lives are like. And maybe I have a more sensitive to it because of I spent hours talking with reading their files and stuff. But what now? Give us some dates for Matilda.
April 25th through the 27th. And we have a 7 p.m. show, I believe, on the 25th. And on the 26th, we have two shows, KJO, the
Noon
12 and
and five.
noon
Twelve
and 5.
five.
And then on the 27th, which I guess is the Sunday, that is a 12 o'clock performance.
Wow. How cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and You probably, Keijo, definitely, and David, you know too. At the end of it, there'll be a letdown with them.
The
There,
sweet sorrow.
yes, there are always some tears. There is a moment where they, which honestly is a testament to how close they have become with one another.
And you
What
all.
we hear, yes, and what we hear most of the time in that moment of the crying after the show, is, like, oh, when I'm not gonna see you, and we always try to reassure them, you are gonna see us again. You will come back. You're gonna see your friends. This is not your last moment with us.
Is it, but isn't it the bonding really? You guys should look into that and the bonding that goes on. What I've seen just when I used to guard the door there. Remember when
Yes, I do.
when the parents would come, and then when the parents wouldn't come, but when the parents would come, I would just they didn't want to go, some of them. You've seen it.
It's true, but it really shows what a success it's been. What's interesting is I find that the reaction that they have at the end of a process like this comes from the fact that they were challenged and were successful.
Exactly.
And we really try to make sure, when we're casting, that we choose the right challenges for the right person at that time. And when they are challenged and have this success, it's really satisfying, and they know that they've accomplished something, and that's where the letdown in a way comes from. It's that
Sure.
this challenge has really paid off, I think.
Yeah,
And
big time.
they're people. They've succeeded. That one of the things I learned in the youth violent youth offender program, give them success. Some of them had never experienced success, whether it was in school or whether it was on the sports field. Give them something tangible that they can say, I did that. And all I can say is you folks, you deserve a lot more credit than you get. I know Kathy and Joe and David, you do it out of love of the theater and love of people. But folks, you got to support this, really and truly. I'll be reading the dates because get them from Amy, and I'll be reading the dates. Please go and bring your kiddos, whether
Yes.
they're your kids or your grandkids or your great grandkids. I will tell you the Polish princess, she does tutoring, and we brought two young kiddos to the last play. Young Vietnamese kids that she's tutoring, and they never took their eyes off the stage. And
They love that. Yeah.
to me, I there's no price for that. It's true.
No, it really isn't. I mean, that's the for me, that's one of the most exciting parts of it is watching the kids in the audience. I get to do that a lot with that touring show, and teachers have said to us afterwards, like, they have never sat for that long and been that focused on anything. But I mean, it's really, they get so into it, and it's just a side story, but there are a couple of moments in our touring show, usually all of them at some point, where the kids on stage will point at something that's, back there,
Pretend.
that's not really back there,
And
and
I'll
those
turn around.
children in the audience all go like this, and it's just a beautiful, magical moment to me because it just means they're invested. I mean, the truth is they're going with the story, and they're so in it that they're going to turn around and look for what they think is going to be a pirate ship at the back of their gymnasium, and I love that.
I want to thank you both for coming on. I want to wish you a great season.
Thank you.
And thank you for what you do for the kiddos, because you never know. I've heard from some of the ones that I've had that are out and have been successful, turn their lives around. To
Thank
the
you. And Bill,
yo.
thank you for the support you give us. You're a real treasure. And the fact that you understand what we do and appreciate what we do is so valuable and important. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and I do. More kiddos have been through these programs. Quick story: there was another group, and the girl wrote a play, and it called That Girl, and she gave it, and it was touching, and even to an old grumpy old guy like me. And after we went up and told her how wonderful she did, and on the way home, the teacher called and said, whatever you said, she just broke down crying. And I'm thinking, oh, I didn't mean to hurt her, you know. She said, no, you didn't. But it was the first time anybody ever told her she did something well. Let's remember that, boys and girls. I want to say to all of my audience and to you guys, God bless. And remember, today, lift somebody's burden. Give them a call. Smile. Let them go ahead of you on the grocery line. Something. We never know what other people's burdens they're carrying. And let's remember this, we're all in it together. So let's try to help each other. That's all I'm going to say. I'm leaving now. David, Kathy, Joe, once they lift a restraining order, I'll come in and see you.
We look forward to
Corey said he's going to do it for the season, but I don't believe him.
it.
Yeah, I love you guys, and I'm always here for you.
Thank you
Thank
so
you, Bill.
much.
We love you too.
Have a good one. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye.